Our next guest is the purveyor of Straight Money Analysis, straightmoneyanalysis.com. He has spent 50-plus years as a Wall Street professional, not involved in it or researched it, as a professional. In the 60s, he got involved. And, you know, he's the kind of person that's forgotten more than you ever knew. You know, that kind of person. That's Joseph Meyer. Always have a great time when he's on. Love to have him. Joseph Meyer, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Good afternoon, Daniel. Thank you and the Power Hour for having me. Always a pleasure to visit with you, Daniel. Thank you so much.
Right off the top, and you made some great predictions, and we'll go back over them so people can see. You know, it's been back, you know, two or three times over the course of, what, 8 months? You've probably been on two or three times.
Yes.
And you've made some pretty bold predictions. We'll review those so people can see how accurate you've been.
Okay.
But we were talking about gold during the break. Let's talk about gold, because, you know, in 33, they stole the gold from the American people. They said, you give it to us, you're going to jail. You know, if that makes any sense, but that's what they did.
People turned in, as you know, and were given $20.70 an ounce. And once the government collected all the gold from the population, they revalued it at $35. That's exactly what happened.
And what's the percentage? 15? What's that, 75%? They just basically just stole 75% of their money by doing that.
Precisely.
Let's talk about Fort Knox and Federal Reserve.
Okay.
One, Ron Paul certainly made a push to audit the Federal Reserve. Nothing's happened. The Fort Knox, I know it's been audited at one time. Discuss that.
Well, the last audit of Fort Knox, as you know, took place during the Korean War in 1953. There's never been another audit since then. And as we had discussed earlier, it'll take a constitutional amendment to get the authority to audit the Federal Reserve.
I think that's such an important point that people, we need to get that message out to people so that they know how serious this is. 1953, the gold. Do you think there is still gold in Fort Knox, some gold in Fort Knox? What do you think?
I believe it when I see it.
What are you from, Missouri? Are you from Missouri now? The show me state.
Do you know that the U.S. government still carrying officially the gold reserves of the United States on their books at $42.50 an ounce? Do you know that?
No, I didn't. Explain that. Explain what you just said. That's interesting.
Well, the government is valuing the gold that's on deposit at $42.50 an ounce. As you know, it closed tonight at 12:31. When you talk about silver, take a guess what the official government price on the books is for an ounce of silver. See if you can come close.
I'll say $1 because it used to be. I'll say $1.
$1.29 an ounce, Daniel.
Oh, that's close. Wow. Why? Is that because of the last time it was in circulation, that's what it was, or what?
Well, they valued it at the end of World War II. They were holding over 5 million ounces of above-ground silver. They've exhausted that stockpile. I believe if the government's holding any silver, they're holding very little.
When you say stockpile, why would a country stockpile silver? You know, I guess gold is more readily people do that, but why do they stockpile silver? Same reason or industrial? Why?
Used industrially, used militarily, Daniel.
Well, that's true. I didn't think about that. It's people's money. I apologize, Joseph, for bringing you on so late. This is a short segment. We got a break. Another long segment coming up. Let's continue to go. This is very interesting. I want to know the silver and gold, the Wizard of Oz. Originally, her shoes were silver. It was gold. You know, the path was gold, and her shoes were silver. That's true. In the original Wizard of Oz. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Joseph Meyer, StraightMoneyAnalysis.com. Getting back to Joseph Meyer from Straight Money Analysis, has been very accurate. He's forgotten more than, you know, 90-plus percent of the people even know in this business. And we're talking, we'll get to his predictions because he's been very accurate. I mean, we need to go over that. Let's go back to the silver. You told me before the break that the federal government values the silver that they have on hold, if they have any silver reserves, at about $1.29, and gold is a little over $40. Continue that thought.
Well, I think it speaks volumes to the scarcity of above-ground gold and silver as we continue to see prices move higher. As you know, this is the only sixth time in over 200 years that we've had a super cycle commodity bull market. I believe we've got 3-4 more years at a minimum for these commodity prices to work significantly higher. I truly do, Daniel.
Let me ask you, one thing on your predictions that's been a little counter to your way of thinking. Gold and silver, you said they were going to go higher. We've actually seen silver drop. To me personally, I cannot believe that silver is in the 14-something dollar range. I can't believe it. Explain that a little bit.
Well, I think we've had a lot of manipulation, a lot of intervention in these markets, as I'm sure you'll agree. And I think when you take a look at the paper contracts that have been written against the physical, there is simply no way they can deliver the hard metal if they're called upon to do it. So I think when you speak to the price of gold and silver right now, they're actually artificial. I think the true value of gold and silver is significantly higher other than what we're seeing currently in the market. I really believe that, Daniel.
Can you explain paper contracts? Tell our audience how they manipulate price by basically out of thin air. Explain that.
Well, they sell the paper against the commodity that they don't own in the hopes
that
they can buy
it
back, certainly for less than they sold it for, and it drives the price of the commodity down, which is in no way reflective of the true source and quantity of the silver that's in the marketplace. That's what they do.
So basically you're saying it's almost like a bet. They're making a bet with U.S. dollars, not gold or silver, with U.S., of course, corporate Federal Reserve notes. We know what that means. But anyway, they take these Federal Reserve notes made up out of thin air. They place bets. Oh, I bet that the price of silver is going to go down. And I shove so much money on that bet that the table gets weighted and the price does go down. Is that basically what's going on?
Yes, it is.
How is it ever going to change? What makes you think it's going to go up to the point or something will change or demand will change or what will change this?
Well, I think we're going to see money coming out of all asset classes. I think we've got money coming out of the stock and bond markets. We certainly have money coming from overseas. People are moving out of foreign currencies, buying gold and silver. And at some point, the price is going to move higher, forcing these people to buy back the contract they sold. And we're going to see an explosion in the price of gold and silver. That's what's ahead of us, Daniel.
Do you have a time frame on that or, any day or, just you have a year range or what?
Well, I think we've tested the lows recently. As you know, we traded down to $1,167 an ounce in gold and $1,392 an ounce in silver. And we're higher than those levels currently, and I think we're going to move significantly higher into year-end and into 2019 and beyond. I'll go on a record as I normally and always do. We will never see these gold and silver prices again in our lifetime, Daniel. We will not. You don't buy gold and silver at these price levels, the train's going to leave the station without.
I don't have your expertise in the subject, but I believe you. And I mean, I don't know what else to say. So if mom and pop are sitting at home listening to us and they want to, protect themselves somewhat against uncertain times, so should they go buy IBM or should they go buy some silver coins? Which one?
I think you want to buy the high-quality silver coins, take delivery of them, and put them away. I think when we look back on what's going on years from now, we're going to question why we didn't do it even sooner. I truly believe that.
Let's get into some of your other predictions.
Okay.
Oil, certainly one. Go ahead and whatever ones you want to talk about in any order. I know oil was one of them. Let's talk about a few of them and how accurate you've been.
Well, people were talking about we see $35, $40 a barrel oil, and I thought it was ridiculous. And I did say I thought we could trade to the mid-70 level and eventually move back to 100. I still believe we'll see significantly higher crude oil prices. I think we're going to see higher gasoline prices, higher energy prices on balance. I think when we look at what's going on in the Middle East and, more importantly, what's going on globally, the days of cheap energy are long behind us, Daniel. We're going to have to pay higher prices for all the energy we continue to use. We truly are.
What's oil trading at now? I know it's down around
65 a barrel.
When we first, you've been very accurate with that. That's even if you say $40, it's a 26 a four. I mean, that's what 60 plus percent. So that's even if you took the $40 number, it's up 60 plus percent in the three quarters of a year probably since you first made that prediction.
Yes.
So you've been very accurate on that. Go ahead. What's another thing that you would like to discuss?
Well, when we talked about the stock market, the last time I visited with you, I told you I thought the market was setting up for a major correction, that I believe that the equity market was coming to conclusion, and I believe it has. And I believe at this point we're in the early stages of a bear market and in the early stages of an economic contraction. That's what I believe is happening currently.
All right, let me ask you something I've heard. I don't necessarily believe this, but I want to run it by you. I think maybe there's some validity to it. I don't know. What's your opinion?
Okay.
When you go and kill cockroaches, this is kind of odd. We're coming on a break, but when you go fumigate cockroaches, as they just about before they're to die, they go nuts. They want to start, promulgating everything. They go crazy, and the thing goes nuts. On the other side, let's talk about that. Is that possible to go on in the stock market? Could we see, things explode up before it just absolutely dies? Well, let's get that on the other side.
Okay.
StraightMoneyAnalysis.com. He's got an offer for you. When we get back, you'll hear his offer and more with one and only Joseph Meyer. Stay tuned. Ladies and gentlemen, StraightMoneyAnalysis.com is the website. Joseph, do you have a phone number people can call?
People can always call. We're here to answer your questions. Area code 386. The phone number is 677-8642.
386-677-8642.
Please call. We'd love to talk to you. 386-677-8642.
That's it, Daniel. Is the phone number. And you have an offer. People can subscribe to your newsletter. They can get a whole, much more detail. I mean, it's a fantastic newsletter. Go into real detail on some of these things. I learn a lot every time I read it. You can get a whole year subscription for a six-month price. Is that the deal? Tell them the deal.
Yes, it is. Save you a full $110. You'll get the June and September 2018 issues of the newsletter. And I'll also throw in a free 15-minute consultation with anyone who becomes a subscriber, answer any questions you may have.
Wow.
Can't beat
that's
this
very
offer
good.
With a Ray Donovan baseball bat.
Now, people can understand who Ray Donovan is. That's another question. But anyway, it's a good deal, ladies and gentlemen. That's what he's trying to get across. Quickly, and then I want to go to what we talked about during the break. You're going to love this. Or not love it. It's just very interesting. Before the break, I talked about the cockroaches going crazy. Is it possible that the printing presses just get turned up, they just flood with dollars, they're going to stop raising the interest rate, and the stock market just goes nuts, kind of like the cockroaches at the end of their life?
Not this time. It's too late in the cycle. I can't do it, Daniel. There's too much debt already in the marketplace. That tactic will no longer work. I think we've seen the high in the Dow, 26,951. And 29.40 in the S&P 500. I think we're in a bear market. What? The stock market could lose half its value over the next two and a half, three years.
What do you make of the Federal Reserve raising the interest rates? Do they have to do this? Are they killing any growth?
We talked about this in the last show, and even though I had to agree that raising interest rates was the right thing to do, I was very concerned with them raising them too fast. And that's exactly what they've done, and they've spooked all the markets all around the world. These emerging markets all through the world don't like higher interest rates. As I've said many times, higher interest rates and rising oil prices have killed every bull market in history. And it's in the process of ending this one if it hasn't already ended, Daniel.
If the stock market is killed and people are going to be, you know, money's going to be running from it, what have you, money's going to be lost. Usually, at least at first, it seems like gold and silver gets hurt at the same time, or it will immediately shoot up because money will flood in. What do you see?
I see gold and silver benefiting from any further erosion in the stock and bond markets. I think the lows in gold and silver are now behind us. And I think they're offering attractive prices for people who don't own gold and silver in which to become invested in these two markets. Absolutely.
Well, the foreign governments like Russia and China, they're getting gold. They're getting their hands on gold as fast as they can dig it up. I mean, they'll take as much as you can get. Yes, please, just bring it right over here. You don't want America? You don't have any use for this? We'll take it right over here. Thank you. We'll line it up. Oh, it's such a low price. Yeah, you shouldn't buy it. You should sell it. It's terrible. You don't want it, but we'll take it. Don't worry. Here, we got a good place for it. You told me something during the break that just it made me shake my head and just wonder. 7 million people. Estimated during the Great Depression starved in America. People don't know that. 7 million people in America starved during the Great Depression. Tell the audience what you told me about a whole good, rich, full breakfast in 1933.
At the height of the Depression in Indianapolis, Indiana in 1933, bacon and eggs, toast, juice, and coffee were 15 cents. Nobody had the 15 cents. How do I know that? I had an old-timer on Wall Street who was there relay the story to me. I never forgot it.
15 cents. And that was, you know, the dollar was an ounce of gold. So we're talking, an ounce of silver. So we're talking in fractions of silver. 15 cents, ladies and gentlemen.
Turmoil in Venezuela, a one-ounce silver American Eagle coin purchased $250 worth of groceries. That's a fact.
$250 worth of groceries?
Yes.
For 1 ounce. And this, what do you think it's because there's no, obviously the money is worthless, there's such a demand, and there's no way to get it in there. Explain that mania that happens.
Well, you know, you go back all through history, and as I've said many times, history repeats itself. As you know, at the end of World War I, Germany, the Weimar Republic, printed the German mark till it was absolutely worthless. A one-ounce gold coin, 1923, Frankfurt, Germany, bought a whole city block.
Wow. Wow. Do you think it's time? I don't want to get paranoid or get skies or chicken little skies falling here. Is it time people hunker down a little bit and really think about this and at least think about the possibility, just put it away, don't worry about it, it's going to be there when you need it kind of thing?
I think, honestly, we're headed for troubled times. I think this economy is in trouble. I think these markets are showing the volatility that demonstrates bear markets can be very vicious. And as I've said many times, I wouldn't take all the money that's been made in this bull market, but I'll take all the money that's going to be lost in this coming bear market, that's for sure.
Is there any way, you know, people have said, how am I trying to ask this? I'm just convoluting this now, but experts have been on to basically say Trump is there to create a new financial system or help lead the way, that this old financial system is basically dead. There's no more life in it. You can't beat a dead horse anymore. That there has to be something new. Do you think it's possible that there is some kind of new, you know, like a Bretton Woods 2, like a blockchain technology, national currency? Is there some possibility on the horizon that we're going to transition into?
I think we're going to go back on a gold standard, and I think we're going to see two forms of currency. We're going to see a U.S. dollar, which will be a fiat currency, and we'll have an international dollar, which we'll use for trade that will be backed by gold. That's what I think is ahead of us, Daniel.
Ooh, say that. I got to write this down. No, I've never heard that. Say that again.
I believe we're going to see a dual currency come into play in the marketplace. It's on the horizon. We're going to continue to have a fiat dollar, which is backed by nothing, that we'll use domestically. But we're going to have an international dollar used for trade purposes that will be backed by gold, very similar to what we're seeing with China and the yuan.
Is that because internationally they won't even respect our dollar anymore unless it is? We're basically going to have to write off
that debt.
That's
exactly the reason.
Wow.
Do you know Russia has sold all their treasury holdings denominated U.S. dollars? They don't own any.
Really? I didn't know it was down to zero. That's big. That's big what you just said. 386-677-8642 is his phone number. 386-677-8642. Straight Money Analysis. Joseph, it's been an absolute pleasure, my friend. God bless you.